guest today is Chris Powers. Chris, how are you, sir?
Doing very well. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, appreciate you being here. Tell me, what do you do?
So I'm a web developer at Groupon. Specifically, I'm working on the front-end side, doing optimizations to our front-end code.
And we were talking earlier about front-end code, back-end code, different clients, and there's a lot of effort involved in writing that code because a lot of times it's a different code on different platforms, but you're thinking maybe that assumption is incorrect.
Right, definitely. As we're seeing Node.js become a dominant technology in web, and we're seeing more companies embrace it, I think along with that, there's a lot that Node brings to the table with its Evented I/O and a lot of the features that it offers. But one thing that's particularly of interest to me and to many developers is simply the fact that you can now effectively use JavaScript on the server. So now we have a language that we can use on the server, we can use it on the client, and we can even use it in mobile apps now, leveraging frameworks like Cordova or PhoneGap, Titanium. All of these use JavaScript in order to power what become native web apps. You combine that then with some of the newer NoSQL databases, things like Mongo and CouchDB, where internally they're using JavaScript in order to do queries and configurations and things. And you realize that we've created this ubiquitous language out of JavaScript, the language that used to be the redheaded stepchild and get kicked around back in the 90s and the early 2000s, suddenly is on every device and in every platform, it seems like. And so an area of study that I've been really delving into is saying, well, what can we do to actually leverage this and to share our JavaScript code in between various environments? Can we, in fact, take our business logic, which we would like to have in a single representation, in a single place, and yet we need to use that in the server, the client, our mobile apps? Could we, in fact, leverage Node and JavaScript across these various environments to kind of dry that knowledge up, to isolate it to a single piece of logic and reuse that across various environments? And so far the answer is yes.
So you're doing that right now in production?
Yeah, so it's something that we're continuing to, I would say that I've been doing it kind of on an ad hoc basis so far, but we're seeing some really fascinating frameworks emerging right now. A couple that come off the top of my head are Derby.js and Meteor.js.
I'm not familiar with those. What are they?
So those are both powered by Node on the server, but they also give you some client-side libraries and basically allow you to write one set of code and have it execute in both locations. And so using those frameworks, you're able to render views in HTML both on the server so that you could send them to Google for indexing. But you could also render them real-time in the client so that you don't always have to make the round trip from the client up to the server in order to get new markup. You're actually able to instantly generate your markup in the client, taking that kind of fat client approach. And so up until now, it's been very painful to do both. You've had to duplicate your work, essentially.
Right.
You have maybe Rails on the server or .NET on the server, and you have JavaScript in the client. And you find yourself having to duplicate your models or duplicate validation logic, various pieces, and now that's not necessarily required anymore.
How much of this really has to be duplicated? I mean, if it's being done in one spot, is it necessary to do everything on the other spot?
Sure. Certainly, it varies by application. But as we're seeing our modern applications develop, and we're seeing that the web is really a full platform now, that we're building out full-blown applications, we're seeing more and more demand for rich experiences in the browser. Our users want faster feedback. When they fill out a form and hit submit, they don't necessarily want to wait for that data to go all the way up to the server, be modeled, find out if that data was valid, have it sent all the way back down, and then be told there is an error. You'd
right.
like that feedback instantly. But to have that feedback instantly, you need that logic, both in the client for the instant feedback, in the server for your real validation to happen, you know, to make sure there was no spoofing or anything.
Right.
And that can be, it's an excellent experience for the user, but it tends to be costly for the developer.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think that it can be less costly if we start leveraging some of these JavaScript tools on the server with Node.
All right, so that makes sense. That's an example of where you can duplicate between the client and the server, but you also mentioned multiple clients. In the past, we had to write different applications or different front ends, depending on whether it was a phone application or a phone client or a web client or a tablet. That's no longer true.
Yes. Thankfully, there has been some amazing work going into some frameworks like PhoneGap, which I guess is now called Cordova, and Titanium by Appcelerator. Some of these kind of frameworks